Newport this year, you know, it's probably 50% women performers. That's a big deal. That's not happening at Bonnaroo and Coachella and, you know, all these other festivals. And it needs to happen everywhere. The people that have old ideas, you know, who are the gatekeepers still, some of them, they need to, like, get out of the way for all the new people that have great ideas and are doing great things. And then there's still a lot of great old-timers that were always open-minded that are good mentors, and we need to honor them. So that's kind of my feeling about it. But there's a lot of work to do still. We still have a lot of racism to deal with. I think sexism is and homophobia are one thing. I think racism is even harder. So that's the thing that I really focus on. Indigo Girls are getting ready to put a record out in January or February. So we have a record coming out that we're just about to finish mixing and master. And my band and I we've got like 5 more shows to play, and then I'll go do some stuff with Indigos, and I just go back and forth kind of between the two. We were so excited, you know. I mean, honestly, just being at the Grammys was enough for us. Winning was kind of like icing on the cake, but just getting to go, and like, I met Bob Dylan, I met Flava Flav, I was sitting next to, I think, Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard, you know, was sitting behind me. I was like, this is crazy. Judy Collins was there. Dylan, I was sitting at a table and I had on this hat, and Judy Collins had a similar hat on, and Dylan like leaned over and goes, Judy, is that you? And I'll never forget that, because I was like, no, my name's Amy. I'm in a band called the Indigo Girls. And he just goes, oh yeah, okay. And he walked away.
When you mentioned meeting other artists and collaborations, and one thing that struck me about Holler was that you had a lot of great guests on this album. And
yeah, I mean, I got lucky. To be honest, Kofi Burbridge from Tedeschi Trucks, who has passed away now, but he came in and played keys for the record and was part of the band for a couple weeks, and he's a good friend, and that was a treasure to have had that experience with him. Now he's gone, but he was a great man. Allison Brown came in and played banjo. She's a virtuoso. I had the Wood Brothers, Vince Gill, Brandi Carlile, Ruth Mae Harris, I mean, just Justin Vernon, Phil Cook. People did me favors. It was a lot of, like, I don't know. I just can't believe they would be willing to, kind of thing. So it was cool.